Welcome to this week's podcast episode on finding calm in a busy world. And I'm going to talk you through a 3-minute energy reset. So, if you have ever felt like your day is spinning in circles and you are trying to keep up with it, I want to let you know. You are not alone. Because 1 minute you are replying to messages or making a mental note to buy milk, and then you're thinking about that conversation from yesterday, and then planning tomorrow all at the same time. And you look like you are coping on the outside, and you sound like you're coping, but inside, you are feeling pretty stretched thin, am I right? And it is not always dramatic. It can be just a simple, quiet overwhelm. And that's the kind that sits behind your eyes and in your shoulders. So I want to offer you something simple today. Not a huge life overhaul. And not a perfect routine you will follow for 2 days and then abandon. I am talking about a 3-minute energy reset you can do in the middle of real life. And it's the kind of reset that helps you come back into your body. And it softens your nervous system. And it clears that mental static that's going on. So you can move forward with more ease. Because calm is not a personality trait. Calm is not something you either have or you do not have. Calm is actually a skill. And it's also a relationship you build with your own energy. So when the world is busy, your system learns to stay on high alert. And you might call it productivity, but your body often experiences it as pressure. And your breath gets shallow, your jaw tightens, your shoulders start creeping up to your ears, and your mind keeps scanning for what is next. Then even when you finally sit down, your body is still standing at attention. So think of it this way. Your energy is like a room. If you never open a window, never tidy the room, never let the air move, the room gets heavy. A reset is you cracking the window open and letting some fresh air in. So here's how I do it. 3 minutes, no special equipment. And you can do this in your kitchen while you're standing at the cooker making dinner. Or you can do it in your car before you step out, or at your desk before you start work. And even on the loo, if that is the only quiet space you can claim. And I am going to guide you through it like I would guide myself on a busy day. So first, you are going to choose a posture that says, I am safe enough to pause. And that might mean both feet on the floor. It might mean sitting back in your chair. And if you are standing, soften your knees a little and let your hands rest somewhere easy, whether it's on your lap, on your belly, or on your side. And if you can, drop your shoulders away from your ears, like you are taking off a heavy coat. Now, minute one is breath and body. I want you to take one slow inhale through your nose. Not a huge dramatic breath, just a slow one in, and then exhale through your mouth like you are gently fogging up a mirror. And do that again, Inhale slowly through your nose and then exhale slowly. And on the third exhale, let it be a little bit longer. Like you are telling your nervous system, we are not being chased. And as you breathe, scan your body like a kind friend. Start at your forehead, unclench it, then unlock your tongue from the roof of your mouth, unclench your jaw, let your shoulders drop from your ears. And if you notice your stomach is also gripping, soften it just a little. You do not have to force relaxation. You are just inviting it. So, how would it feel if for just this one moment you did not need to be braced for impact? So, then we move on to minute two, which is focus and clearing. Your mind is busy because it is trying to protect you. It keeps lists because it does not want you to forget. And it replays conversations because it wants you to be prepared. So instead of fighting your mind, we are going to give it one clear job. So I want you to pick one point to focus on. It could be the sensation of your feet on the floor. It could be the air moving in and out of your nose. It could be the feeling of your hand on your chest. Just choose one. Now imagine that every thought is a browser tab. You are not deleting them. You are not judging them. You are simply closing them for a moment so your system can breathe. And each time your mind jumps, you gently return to your chosen point. Now that is the practice. It's not perfection, it's returning. So what if you treated returning to yourself as success rather than evidence you were distracted? And if it helps, silently name what you are doing. Now you can say in your mind, here or now or this. Just some small words that bring you home. I often choose here because it is simple and it reminds me that the present moment is the only place I can actually reset. And then minute three is intention and energetic boundary. Now, this is the part that feels subtle because it makes a huge difference, especially in a busy world where other people's needs and opinions and urgency can leak into your space. So take one more slow inhale. And as you exhale, imagine your energy settling around you like a soft golden glow. Not a hard wall, not an armor, just a gentle boundary that says, this is me, this is mine, and I am allowed to be here. And let that glow sit around an arm's length around your body. And again, you are not forcing anything. You are imagining, inviting, and allowing. Now choose an intention for the next part of your day. Keep it small and real. Something like, I move through the next hour with ease, or I respond, I do not react. Or it could be, I am allowed to do one thing at a time. Choose one sentence that feels like a steady hand on your back. And tell me, what would change today if you gave yourself permission to do one thing at a time? And then before you move, do one practical action that seals the reset. So you can press your feet into the floor and feel the strength in your legs. You can roll your shoulders slowly, You can rub your palms together and place them over your heart. Or you can take a sip of water with your full attention. Now, the body loves a signal. It tells your system, we are back. And that's it. 3 minutes. Breathe and body, focus and clearing, intention and energetic boundary. So let me be honest with you. Sometimes you will do this and your mind will still feel loud. And sometimes you will do this and your to-do list will sit like this. The point is not to erase your life. The point is to change your internal weather. So instead of storms running the show, you become the sky that can hold them. And the reset is especially powerful in transition. Transition moments that can be powerful. I use it before I open my laptop. I use it after a difficult phone call because we've all had them. And I use it when I have been scrolling too long and I feel scattered. And I use it when I walk into my home and I want to leave the outside noise at the door. I do not always do it perfectly, no one does, but I do it often. And that is what builds the difference. So if you feel guilty for pausing, I want you to remember this. Rest is not a reward for finishing. Calm is not something you earn when everything is done. Calm is a resource that helps you do what matters without losing yourself in the process. And if your mind says, I do not have time, try this reframe. You do not need more time. You need a cleaner connection to the time you already have. 3 minutes can stop you from burning an hour in overwhelm. 3 minutes can stop you from snapping at someone you love because you are overloaded. And 3 minutes can help you hear your own intuition again. So the more you practice this, the quicker your system learns the pathway back to calm. And you are teaching your body that it does not need a weekend away to exhale. It can exhale right here in the middle of the day, where dinner is cooking and the notifications are buzzing. So the next time you feel that rush in your chest, that tightness in your throat, that sense that you are behind before you have even started your day, come back to this. Feet on the floor, slow exhale, one point of focus, a soft boundary, one clear intention. And you can be the woman who gets things done and a woman who is deeply held by your own calm. You do not have to choose. So that's it. I hope it helps. And I will see you again on the next episode.